You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Women supporting women, that's She Networks Boise, what it's all about. Through collaboration, this event has created a unique space for female entrepreneurs to connect, share knowledge, and build their business. Once a month, the network hosts an event to help support the female entrepreneurs of the Treasure Valley, and they focus on a new theme every single time. Joining us today, live in studio, are She Networks Boise co-host, Heather Caldera, who is the owner of She Is Social, and business coach Dulce Toscano. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about how She Network Boise got started. I mean, what really was the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, so we, Heather and I met through Instagram, and we had attended and met at an event together, a local event here in Boise as well called Collab Over Competition. And we had went for drinks and started talking about creating an event ourselves, but for female entrepreneurs who just needed more support in building their businesses by providing these different topics that would help them, and so that they could leave our events with tools and strategies to support them in building their business.
And why would you say it's so important for not just helping female entrepreneurs, but women helping other women?
Oh, for so many reasons. I mean, we're coming into this time where it's all about women supporting women. And I think it's important as we're like stay-at-home moms, stay-at-home working moms, single entrepreneurs, single female entrepreneurs just trying to like figure it all out. Mm-hmm. And we're so used to always pitting each other against each other. So I think this women rise together is crazy important to like help us all get to where we should be.
You know, it's interesting because I just kind of observing, you know, growing up female, you see how men connect, right? And how men mentor other men. And it can be simple things like, you know, they go golf together, or there is a camaraderie within our culture, mm-hmm. that I think has always been there for men. And Heather, you do bring up a good point that whereas women are somehow within our culture seen as rivals, mm-hmm. and yet we can't rise up unless women actually promote other women. Mm-hmm. And it goes from all the way from, you know, moms to work, and even like, you know, that mom shaming that goes on. And I see you nodding, Heather.
Yes.
And how does that play into, you know, what you guys are trying to do?
I think it plays into that we're very inclusive to everyone. Heather just had a baby in October, which was our second or third event, and she brought the baby with her. And we encourage if women, you know, it's because our events have been mostly at 7 in the mornings and we have a great turnout. But we tell women, if you don't have daycare, bring your kids, because we don't want that to take away from you being able to network and learn with everyone.
And especially if you're an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
And both of you are. So I want to start with you, Heather. Talk to me about how you really became an entrepreneur. What was it that made you go down what sometimes can be a really difficult path?
Yeah, it was my husband. Like, honestly, if you would have asked me like 2 years ago if I was wanting to do this, I would have been like, no. But my husband, he was like, you should really step out on your own. You should own your own business. And it took like about a year of him like telling me. And then I finally was like, hey, I think I should do this. And even still, I've been doing like, I've had She Is Social for a year and a half. And I still like, there's days where I'm like, this is so much work. Mm-hmm. Like, and with three kids at home and, yeah, so it's like a constant like up and down and learning. I didn't want to do this at the beginning, and so now I'm like thrown into learning all of this stuff that I'm like, I don't want to do finances. Like, no,
but I have to do this.
Yes.
And Dulce, what about you? What was it that made you decide, you know what, I'm gonna be my own boss?
I was living in New York at the time, and I had a really big position as an international events director. And at that time, I had just decided to quit and try to figure things out for myself. And I was starting the job search and started to realize that by networking myself and building my community out there, I was getting opportunities to do freelance work and more long-term work. And it just kind of happened organically, in the sense that I was like, okay, well, maybe I don't need to go back to a full time. Maybe this is the path that I'm supposed to take. And it just has grown and snowballed from there.
So for a woman who's thinking of becoming an entrepreneur, or maybe has just started, best advice?
I would say to just do it, to just like get out there and just start. You like can learn things as you go. You know, like first things first, like get your LLC, figure out your taxes stuff, because that's...
Hire an accountant.
Yeah, hire an accountant.
So nothing sexy here. I mean,
no,
this is just
no,
like, this is really like, this is what you need to do.
Yes. It's not sexy. It's hard work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, one of the reasons She Networks Boise as well does work so well is because everyone is on their own journey in their business, but together we can talk about our struggles and help each other work through them. Right. And so... Yeah.
And so you've taken a break over the summer for the events for She Networks, but you'll be starting them back up again soon?
Yes, September.
And what will that theme be, since you said you change the theme every month?
Yeah, so every month is a different theme. So we will typically brainstorm, we'll ask. We have a Facebook group for She Networks Boise. We'll ask our community, like, where do they need the most support in their business right now? And that's what we'll do, is we'll find guest experts in those areas, because we're not the guest experts in everything. So whether it's finding someone to talk about finances or marketing or social media, we'll then take it from there and have a new theme each month for the rest of the year.
And anyone is welcome. How do they find out about the event?
Social media. So by following Heather at She Is Social, me at Life by Dulce, we have our Facebook community where we will post the events. Our community that attends will typically share the events. They're always on Eventbrite, but there's typically early in the mornings, once a month.
And it's not just for females. We've had men show up, and they've loved it.
They're very
it.
Welcome.
And yeah, they're always welcome. They're in our Facebook group. They friended us on Facebook. So,
well, and that's great to be inclusive like that, because, mm-hmm. I mean, I would think being an entrepreneur is difficult, whether you're a man or a woman, but it's this idea of support.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for coming in and talking about this. Our guest today, She Networks Boise co-host Heather Caldera and Dulce Toscano. You can find them on social media for their next upcoming event. Up next, we're looking at a new way to help kiddos when they go to the doctor. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.